This call is being recorded.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the Sprouts Ride Ride Leader Training. I'm Cyrus Comento, WABA's Events Coordinator. First of all, thank you so much for offering your help to volunteer to be a ride leader for the Sprouts Ride with WABA. I know that I'm asking for more of you than I've asked for marshals in the past, but you're just support is indispensable and helps me to continue to improve WABA's events. I really appreciate it. Second, if you have any questions about this training or your role as a ride leader, please reach out to me over email at events@waba.org or call me at 202-518-0524 extension 218. I'm going to go over a few things today. First, I'll give a little explanation of the Sprouts Ride. Second, I'm going to review the order of operations on the day of the event. Third, I'm going to go over WABA's expectations of you as a marshal. And fourth, I'll talk about interacting with riders and handling incidents on the ride. As you are probably aware, the Sprouts Ride is a new WABA ride. We want it to be a fun spring ride catered towards new bicyclists, casual riders, and bicyclists that are riding with youth. To that end, we are offering two shorter routes, 6 and 14 miles respectively, and partnering with REI to hold an engaging post-ride celebration where riders can continue to mingle with other bicyclists and learn more about bicycling. Since this is the first year, we are expecting no more than about 300 riders at the event. Your role is to provide a sense of safety for riders who do not feel comfortable navigating through the route on their own or with the aid of cue sheets and ride with GPS directions. There are two routes this year. Drafts of the route are available on the Ride Marshal resource page, linked in the email that I sent you. For both routes, I tried to balance comfortable and interesting riding. The sapling route, 14 miles, brings riders straight south from REI past the Capitol building and down to Audi Field and Buzzard Point before leading riders back up the Anacostia River Trail across the Capitol Hill neighborhood and back up to Noma. The pit stop will be in Anacostia Park by the Aquatic Resource Education Center. The Bean Sprout route at 6 miles is basically an out and back to Kingman and Heritage Island Parks where the pit stop will be located. Riders will have the chance to park their bikes and explore a little bit of the wonderful park. Next, I'm going to go over what happens when you arrive at check-in. Jeff Wetzel, WABA's Youth and Family Education Coordinator, will be your point of contact on-site at REI on the day of the event. When you get to REI, check in at the Ride Leader check-in table. If you are leading the sapling route, rider check-in starts at 11 a.m. If you are marshaling the Bean Sprout route, check-in starts at 12 p.m. Please arrive at or before these times. A volunteer will give you a yellow vest and a kit. The kit contains first aid supplies, incident report forms, and WABA contact info. Next, head over to the meeting point for riders who want to be part of a group and verbally check in with Jeff. Once a decent number of riders congregate, Jeff will present a review of helmet fit and ABC Quick Check. You can review the videos of these lessons beforehand. There are links on the Marshal Resource page. Afterwards, Jeff will dispatch two ride leaders to lead them through the route. One marshal should lead the group, and the other should sweep. Have an awesome, fun, and safe ride. Navigate the route, going approximately 10 miles per hour, dealing with any rider issues as they arise. Note that your responsibility is to make the most uneasy and inexperienced riders feel comfortable, so be sure to prioritize riding with these riders. Any riders that want to go faster are free to break away from the group and ride the route on their own. When you arrive at the pit stop, check in with the WABA staff there. Let riders know that you will spend 15 minutes at the pit stop and then continue the ride. Before you head out, announce to the riders at the pit stop that you are preparing to continue the ride. It would help to give riders a 5-minute warning and then a rolling out warning. When you finish the ride, check in with Jeff. He may need you to lead another group. If so, repeat the above. If he does not, then check in with the volunteer collecting the yellow vests and kits to return them. Then, enjoy the post-ride celebration at REI. I want to note here that the rules of common sense prevail. I trust you all to assess what needs to happen in a given situation, and you should feel empowered to deputize riders if necessary. We rely on marshals to make sure that riders are safe, following traffic laws, and to be WABA's eyes and ears on the road, since WABA staff can't be. You are providing a very important service to our riders, and we are placing a lot of responsibility on you. Here are a few things which you already know, but bear repeating. You are representing WABA. That means you might be one of the main interactions a rider has with WABA, for the first time ever, or for that day. Make every effort to be friendly, conversational, helpful, and attentive. Make sure you see riders' issues out until their resolution. If a rider has a breakdown or another issue, stay with them and make sure they know what their next steps are before you keep riding. For instance, if a rider needs to go to a bike shop or find a metro station, help them find the nearest one and talk through how they will get there or get home. If you're riding with a group, have the sweep rider stay with the person who needs help. Make sure that the lead and sweep rider communicate in person. If you're leading, don't assume the sweep will take care of it. They might be managing something else. Again, riders are welcome to keep going without a leader if they want. We expect that you will ride safely and legally. That means stopping at stop signs and red lights, wearing a helmet. This is not a policy stance. It's required by our insurance. Not riding more than two abreast, yielding to and notifying pedestrians of your presence, especially on trails, positioning yourself properly on the roadway. That is, if you plan to go straight through an intersection, don't be in the right turn only lane. Instead, position yourself in the rightmost lane that serves your destination. I've added links to the Marshall Resources page, which is linked in the email I sent you, of several videos made by the League of American Bicyclists. These videos demonstrate safe and legal bicycling and are good review. Finally, be a good representative of bicycling in general. I don't think that you'll have any problem with this, but we want to make sure we're not being aggressive, obnoxious, or rude to other road users while on a WABA ride. Don't get into arguments or altercations with drivers. That'll cause problems for others on the ride, either in front of you or behind you. As a marshal, you'll be interacting with riders during the event. Overall, we want you to be attentive and encouraging to the riders you encounter. That means a few things. Be positive and enthusiastic. Particularly if you're doing the longer route, the ride can be really difficult depending on a rider's experience and the weather conditions. Being cheerful throughout will go a long way to helping riders who are having difficulty enjoy the experience. Don't make riders feel bad about quitting. If you can tell someone isn't having fun, tell them, give them some friendly encouragement to end the ride early and go back to REI if they want to. There's no shame in that. Also, make sure you know where you're going. Try not to get lost. You have access to the routes. Review them beforehand and ride them beforehand if you can. If you see someone on the side of the road with a mechanical issue, they may have it completely under control, but we still want you to stop with them, make sure they're all right, and ask if they need help. Moving on to incident response. Incident response happens when a rider needs medical attention. You are not required to render first aid, but if you feel like you can deal with a rider's injuries with the materials in your Marshall kit, and the rider is fine with you doing so, feel free to render care as you are comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, you should call 911. Even if the rider insists that they are fine, you should call 911. Tell the rider that they don't have to go in the ambulance, but that EMTs will be there to make sure they are okay. This is required by WABA's event insurance. Please don't leave the scene until someone more qualified than you can take over. Do not surpass your own training or expertise. Good Samaritan laws in DC limit your liability, but it's best to play it safe and only administer first aid if you are fully confident in your abilities. After you or someone else has called 911, call WABA's emergency response staffer on call. Their phone number will be in your Marshall kit. Make sure you document the scene as completely and as soon as possible by completing the incident report form in your Marshall kit. Again, stay with the injured party until they are in someone else's care. Communicate with other marshals to ensure the rest of the group is okay to ride on. If you haven't already, do please make sure to read the full Marshall manual and the rider guide, both linked on the Marshall resource page, which goes into all of this information in significant detail. That's all I wanted to review with you. Don't hesitate to email me at events@waba.org or call me, Cyrus, at 202-518-0524, extension 218, to talk over any questions or concerns. Again, thank you. You are all amazing, and I'm so grateful for your willingness to help us pull off events like the Sprouts Ride. Thank you, and happy riding.